So, Baruch Shem made a shiur yesterday. Hopefully you guys were able to follow, listen. It was hard to give shiur not seeing anyone. Hard to give shiur on Zoom in general. I don't like it at all. It really hurts the voice. I feel like I need to scream through the screen for you guys to hear me. So just a bad habit I have. But let's begin now with the second shiur. Today's shiur and tomorrow's shiur are going to be a continuation. I thought about putting them together as one shiur. There's enough material there. I just thought there are too many different approaches to do in one shiur, we did in two shiur, but I see you guys finished most of the stuff today, so I have to keep you guys busy a little bit tomorrow as well. So let's begin as follows. So the Mishnah, we read the Mishnah a little bit together yesterday, but let's read it again today. The Mishnah tells us that Ketzad Ha'edim Nasim Zomim. How exactly do Edim Zomim become Zomim? So Me'edim Anu Beish Ploni Ishu Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza. If they testify that a particular person, a Kohen, was a Ben Grusha or Ben Chalutza, so Ein Omrim Yaseh Zeh Ben Grusha, we don't say that the Edim Zomim become a Ben Grusha or Ben Chalutza themselves, El Elok Arban. Okay, so we discuss tomorrow Tosos Hashita, where the Malkos comes from. If they didn't testify about giving Malkos, where does it come from? So that's Tosos. Tomorrow we'll go through Mirtz Hashem. But our focus, as you saw today, is going to be on the word Ben Chalutza. And there's a Ritva in the Ramban. It wasn't the Mar Mekomos, but the Kivegar did quote this Ritva. And the Ritva and the Ramban both say that the word Ben Chalutza should not really be in this Mishnah, because it's not really true. The din is that a Ben Grusha, a child, a son, a product of a Kohen who marries a Grusha, that son is called a Chalal mi de'araisa. When it comes to a Kohen who marries a Chalutza mi de'araisa, that child is not a Chalal, but the Chachamim created a Gzeira, it's a Derabanan, that child will be a Chalal mi de'Rabanan. So says the Ritva that Ben Chalutza is not really on the list here because we're talking about on a deraisa level. The Eidim Zomim testify that this person should be a Chalal deraisa, and they're found to be Zomim. So now they get that punishment. Well, they're not getting that punishment, so they get Malkus instead. When it comes to Ben Chalutza, they didn't really create anything. Ben Chalutza was not talking on a deraisa level. There's nothing wrong on a deraisa level. Nothing wrong. There's no psul Chalal. There's only on a derabanan level, and that cannot translate to the Edom Zomim receiving Malkus. So for that reason, the Ritva and the Ramban both say this is Meshuga Delishna. The Mishnah just lumped it together, like oftentimes the Mishnayos couple different people together. Ben Grusham and Chalutza, they're a couple. They always go together. They're always a similar type of example. But it really shouldn't be here because, again, a Ben Chalutza Midirabanan cannot translate to an Isser Midaraisa of Malkus. But Rabbi Kiva Eger writes that, I'm not sure why he had to say this. Rabbi Kiva Eger writes, as you saw, the Daiti Ani, according to my humble opinion, Kashali, the Mabakach, the Pasarak Midirabanan. Okay, granted, it's a Psul Midirabanan, but Mikol Makom Ha Eduso Mario, but the Edus was effective. The testimony was accepted. And Lamaisa, he's not going to work in the base of Migdash. Lamaisa, he's not going to eat Truma. Shiefshul also Ha Bezdin Midirabanan. Bezdin didn't disqualify him from being, or they would have disqualified him from being a Kohen. And therefore, Shaykh Beilo Sa'ane. They gave false testimony, which is the source of Edom Zomim, of the law that they did wrong. They gave false testimony, and therefore, they are Chayiv Malkus Midrais. So who argues, who agrees with Kiva Eger, who argues with the Ritva and the Ramban, which we've shown him? Rambam. Rambam writes, he quotes the Mishnah, Edom she'edu al echad v'rishu v'so, and he writes, Ketzad e'edu al kohen shu chalak, yigon she'edu b'fineinu b'nig skarsha, imo, o nechletza b'makom ploni. So Rambam gives an example of a ben chalutza. He reads the Mishnah at face value. Who else reads like the Rambam? The Ran does mention such a thing, right? But earlier than the Ran, earlier than that, what? Can't forget the people on the page, you guys. Rashi writes, again, it was a solid point. There's so much in Rashi to talk about. This Rashi alone, you could probably have three different shiurim. Ein omrim im huzmu v'hein kohanim, he adds, only if the Edom are kohanim would even be shaykh to talk about this. That's something else we could talk about. Yaseh zeh ben grusha v'chalutza. So again, we glossed over because that's what we do with Rashi oftentimes, but Rashi, who is the most terse of all the Rishonim, has so much in each line. So either way, the Rashi and the Rambam both agree to Rabbi Kiva Eger, or Kiva Eger agrees to Rashi and the Rambam, that we read the Mishnah at face value, that in fact, a ben chalutza, Eden Zomer, a ben chalutza would actually generate an Isser Midraisa of Malchus. And the question that we're going to deal with, as you saw, is what's the machlokus between the Ritva and Ramban on one hand versus the Rambam, Rashi, and Rikveger on the other hand. Now, by way of background, we're going to go through a little bit about the Isser of Lo Sasser, because Rav Shmuel, Shir Rav Shmuel, Rizovsky talks about that this machlokus is taloi on the understanding of the Isser Derais of Lo Sasser. Now, Weimer told me recently, he had mentioned, that if a person really wants to learn Lamdus, like the source of all Lamdus, Ragdash ever said, if you learn through Sefer Mitzvahs very well, you could. That's the yisod of all Lamdus is in the Sefer Mitzvahs. It's a Kedai Limud. Now, we have a summer call here in Boca, so we don't do a Masechta. It's like 5, 6, 7, 8 days. But now that I'm thinking about this, I wonder, there are 11 Shurashim here, but I wonder if maybe one year, one summer, maybe 14 actually, wonder one summer we could go through half of these Shurashim to go through the Ramban about some of these important Yisodos. So anyways, the Ramban writes in the very first Shurash, he is talking about which mitzvahs are counted towards Targum mitzvahs, which part of the 613 mitzvahs. And he says that we don't include mitzvahs of Midrabana. Mitzvahs of Midrabana are not part of the count. He says we don't include Hanukkah, we don't include Mikra Megillah, Mea Brachos, Nichum Aveilim, and so on. He does point out that the Sefer Baal's Halachas Gedolos, the Bahag, does include some of these. He includes some mitzvahs midrabanan, like near Hanukkah. That itself is an interesting discussion. It's possible the reason why the Bahag counts near Hanukkah, this is a parenthetical statement though, but perhaps the reason why the Bahag counts near Hanukkah as a mitzvah, as part of the Taryag mitzvahs, is not because he counts mitzvahs midrabanan necessarily, but maybe he thinks that near Hanukkah is a mitzvah d'araisa. We read a couple weeks ago in the Parsha Baaloscha, and Neres Chanukah is a deraisa. How is it deraisa? It came way after the Torah. So there are a lot of sources that might indicate that the Ner Chanukah is somehow a kim, a zecher kim of a mikdash, the menorah in the base of mikdash, somehow outside. And just as one mar makom, the Ravid on the Rambam, there's a machlokus about whether you say li or al for particular brachas. Le bir chametz, al mitzvahs mila, la mil, when do you say which ones? So there the Ravid says, the reason why we say Lahalik Ner Shachanukah is because the Ner Chanukah is modeled after the menorah in the base of Mikdash, which we said Lahalik, and therefore there's some strong correlation between Ner Chanukah and the menorah bin the Bracha. And there are many, many other Mar Makomas for this, but that might be some idea that there's a certain mitzvah deraisa of Ner Chanukah, but not for now. That's just food for thought. So then the Rambam goes on to explain that yes, I agree that there's a mitzvah deraisa. It says in the pasuk in Parsha Shoftim, lo sasur min adavar sheyagidu lecha yamin u'smol. Don't turn away from the matter which they tell you, right or left. Who's they? Referring to chachamim. The Gemara invokes this pasuk in a few places. One of them is in Brachos. One of them is in Shabbos. Lo sasur, that we cannot ignore divrei chachamim. We can't ignore them. We cannot ignore what they say. And every din that they say becomes under this umbrella of Lo Sasser. So yes, Ner Chanukah is a Lo Sasser, Mikra Megillah is Lo Sasser, Nithias Yadayim and Meir, they're all under the category of Lo Sasser, but that does not translate to mean that it's a mitzvah. It's just you have to listen to Chacham. Now there's an interesting question, it's also parenthetical, something my mind races other places. There's a mitzvah chinuch, as we know. The mitzvah to raise our children. And there's a big machlokus we showed him, the Rashi, and the Tosas argue in Maseches Brachos, whose mitzvah of chinuch is it? If I were to ask you, who has the obligation to perform the mitzvah of chinuch?
The father.
The father has to be mechanech his children. There's a discussion whether the mother is also chayv. Look at Rashi in Moed Katan Daf Beis, Tosas Yishanim, Gemara in Sukkah in Daf Gimel, Tosas Yishanim in Yuma, about whether the mother's also chayv. Gemara Nazir, maybe Chav Zayin, is a mother chayv as well. But that's all that the parent has the obligation to raise the children. There's a sheet in the Rishonim that the children actually have the chivs on them. It's muta on the children. What happened? That the child is chayv at 13. A girl at 12. Midir Aisa. Chachamim just took that age and lowered it to the age of 11, 10, 9, 8, depending on the mitzvah. They lowered it a bit, but the chiv is on the child. not in the pair. That's a machlokas Rashi tells us in Maseches Brachos. Now, if you say that the chiv is on the child, not on the parent, but on the child, why do they have to listen? Children don't have to keep mitzvahs midrash. So what's the obligation? Once they're 13, they're a gadol, they have to listen to mitzvahs. When they're 10, they don't have to listen to mitzvahs. I have to listen to chachamim, do I? So then, the Turi Evan answers, very good, since a pasuk lo sasur is a lav, and that's the source that they have to listen to chachamim, memela, children are chayv in the midst of chinuch. In other words, a child, although a child is pater from mitzvah aseh, they don't have to wear tzitzis, they don't have to wear tefillin, they have to keep los aseh. They can't be mechal Shabbos, they can't eat treif, they can't eat nevela. So when the chachamim lowered the bar, the age of listening to them to start doing wearing tzitzis and tefillin lulav earlier, those were not considered mitzvah aseh, because otherwise they wouldn't have to listen. But since it became a lo sasur, don't ignore chachamim, and children are chayv in lo sasur, now memela, the chayv in everything chachamim say, bring the age down.
Why chayv in lo sasur?
Because we have a cloud that children are chayv in lo sasur. The p'tur of children only comes to mitzvah aseh, but not mitzvah lo sasur. The chayv in all lo sasur. So now, so lo sasur, according to the Rambam, includes all mitzvahs midrabanan. It includes all minhagim, all takanas, all gezeras. Who argues on this? The Ramban. Ramban says not true at all. Ramban says lo sasur only applies to that which chachamim are darshaning, a gezeras shava, a hekesh, some type of drasha from the Torah. But something that they created from thin air. They create a new mitzvah of Megillah, a new mitzvah of Hanukkah, a new minhag of some sort, a new takana. That's not lo sasur. Lo sasur must be rooted in the Torah, from some drasha. Otherwise, not lo sasur. Now, there's a very, very big nafkamina, not so much lamaisa, but it's a nafkamina. Because the Gemara, the Rambam, the machlokas in Rambam and Ramban about the din of a zakin mamre. You know, zakin mamre, the Gemara's in Sanhedrin talk about based on the psukim of a zakin mamre, member of the Sanhedrin. Stands up and goes against the other members of Sanhedrin. And there's a whole procedure that we go through. And he argues on something that everybody else says that he's wrong, but he still thinks he's right. And he goes back home and he says, I'm right. And he tells him to follow him. He's Chai Misa, the Zaki Mamre. Now, which categories of mitzvahs does he have to argue on? So it's clear that anything that's mitzvah midiraisa, if he argues about one of them, he certainly is Chayiv. The Rambam adds even an Isser Midraban. The Rambam writes, V'chein im chalak aleim b'gzeira min ha'gzeiros she'gazu b'davar she'esh b'shkagas v'chatas v'zidon karis. If there's a gzeira the Chachamim extended, he gives the example of if he was matir chametz on the 14th Erev Pesach, the 6th hour, which midirais of the 6th hour is mutter. Chachamim took that Isser chametz and extended the gzeira earlier, that's a gzeira. So if they argue on that, although that itself isn't chayv karis, but it's an extension of an isser that is chayv and karis, that would also create an isser, a din of a zaki mamre. Ramban says, what are you talking about? The isser, chametz, ber, pesach, isser, medirbanam, that's not bechlal this parsha. It's not connected to a zaki mamre. Zaki mamre has to argue in a din deraisa. That's only a din derabanan. The Rambam says, no, but Lo Sasser tells me that every Derabanan is really a Deraisa. And the Ramban says, no. Lo Sasser only tells me if it's learned through a Gezer Shavah, it's learned through a Drasha. The Isser of Pesach Chametz, an hour early, is not a Drasha. It's just a Gezer. They just made it a little bit early, but not based on a Gezer Shavah, a Hekesh of any sort. So we have this machlokas between the Rambam, Ramban, about the scope of Lo Sasser. The Rambam holds that Lo Sasur covers all types of Issa Midrabanan. Every Issa Midrabanan becomes an Issa Deraisa. If you want to look into a deeper discussion, Rav Chanan has a very, very many pages on this, Kosef Chaim, about his understanding of this machlokis. But either way, the Rambam holds Lo Sasur includes every Gzeira, every Drasha, every Derabanan. And the Ramban says it only includes that which is made through a Drasha. But that which the Chum created on their own, that's not Bechlal Lo Sasser, and that remains only the Rabbanon, does not become an Isser Midraisa of Lo Sasser. Now with that background, we could really appreciate Reb Shmuel's understanding of the Machlokas, whether or not Ben Chalutza is appropriate to be in the Mishnah or not. And he says the Ramban and Rambam, and I'll add it even Rashi, are Lishay Tassam. He says as follows. He says that even though Midaraisa were Mitzuva below Sasa, I'm reading Reb Shmuel's language now, listen to the rabbis. That's what it means. Listen to the rabbis. But it does not turn every Dirabanan into a Diraisa. And therefore the Ramban says that although Ben Chalutza is a Chalal on a Dirabanan level, that does not translate to a Diraisa concept. That's only Dirabanan. You can't talk about a Psul Dirabanan to Malkus, the rise of Eid Mazomim. They're two different worlds according to the Ramban and the Ritva. And that's why they wanted to delete the words Ben Chalutza from the Mishnah. But the Rambam, who we just saw, says that no, Lo Sasser includes every Midrabanan becomes a Deraisa. Whether it's a Gzera, whether it's a Minog, whether it's a Takana, they all become Deraisas. So therefore, yes, I agree Ben Chalutza is a Chalal Midrabanan. That in essence is really it's a Deraisa. It's a Deraisa type of din. And since it's a Deraisa din, it's a Derabanan that transforms to a Deraisa din, you can speak of Malkos Midraisa of Edom Zom. And that's Pshat, why the Rambam and Rashi include Ben Chalutza as an example of Edom Zomim being Chayav Midraisa. That's the first Pshat of Rabbi Shmuel. Everyone good so far on that Pshat? Fine. Yeah.
There's no drush line on Edom Zomim.
Say again?
There's only, according to the Ramban, there was no Joshua learned out.
Ben Chalutza, no. Ben Chalutza, not at all.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. So now let's take it, let's go with there are, again, a few approaches. We're going to go to one more approach today, the Archoner, and then tomorrow we're going to go through the Chazon Yecheskel's approach tomorrow. So Archoner, he says, what he said, what Pshat is, who knows what he had said, who remembers what he said, to understand what his difference is between what we just saw. What's his pshat in understanding machlok is between the Ramban and Ritva versus the Rambam and Rashi? It's a subtle point. So if you focus on the language of the Aruch Lener versus Rabbi Akiva Eiger, you have something, very different. You know, one of the perhaps easiest, most popular hakiras to go through in many sugyas, it comes up oftentimes in Melecha Shabbos, is distinguishing between a Maisa and a totsa. So, for example, when it comes to the Malach of Zoreh, there's a famous one, it's Machlokas Minchas Chinuch and Rashash. I'm planting on Shabbos. Is planting a violation of putting something in the ground, that's Zoreh, or it's the fact that there's going to be Hashrash, it's going to take root, it's going to grow? One's Maisa oriented, one's result oriented. That's a Chakir that exists in many areas. So when it comes to Edom Zomim, are we saying the violation is a maisa edus, a false testimony? Or is the isser that you've created something, you're mafsid somebody? I'll give you another example. When it comes to Gneva Gzela, is the isser that I stole something in a brazen way? I did a maisa, terrible maisa avera? Or is the avera that I was mafsid mammon, I took money from you, you were at a loss? So those who are Madaik in the Rambam, and the Rambam actually thinks, again, these are just side points, you look at the language of the Rambam, he seems to focus when it comes to Geneva versus Gezela, that Geneva is about Hefsid Mamun. He focuses on the loss of money versus Gezela, which is a brazen action, is focuses on the Maisa. This exists in many different arenas. So does that help you with understanding now the distinction between how Rabbi Akiva Eiger presents it versus how the Aruch Haner presents understanding this machlokas? Kveger is focusing on the edus. He says, okay, so granted, a Ben Chalutza is only an Isser midirbanam, psul midirbanam, but still, it's shayach lo san neberech ha'itshav, shav, it's still shayach that they did a false testimony, false witness, that was a din of the edus, the maisa. So what does the Aruch Haner hold? His focus was on the hefsid, the loss. So look what the Aruch Haner writes. Then he has daiti, right? Yesh lomar kevin da'al kopanim. Atel if he mashe pasur rabbanim chalutza lekohen. Now, lemaisa. Lemaisa, in the end of the day, chachamim, they said a ben chalutza is a pasul. He's a chala. So since the Eidim wanted to ratel a poslo, ul haziko, they wanted to disqualify him, they wanted to damage him. Shapir laki min haTorah. It makes sense. The maldi im ratel hafsidu mamon, sheshbo din hazama min haTorah. Who cares whether or not they were doing it on the rice level of Derabana? Lamaisa, this guy, this Ben Chalutza, or possible Ben Chalutza, would be possible from working in the base of Mikdash, would not be able to eat Truma. So they would have created a damage to the guy. There would have been a loss to the individual. So therefore, that loss should be put back on the Edom Zobimim. So I don't care whether that came through the Raisa Avenue, through Derabana Avenue. But either way, he has a different angle than the Rukveger, while Rukveger was focusing on the Eidus, the Maisa, his focus on the Hefzer. Fine. Everyone with me? Okay. So now, listen. Oh, sorry.
So now, the din of the Indomin is now, like, Nizakin?
Ah. So I didn't want to get into that, but it's a very fair question to ask now. Now, based on what we discussed yesterday, about this Hakira, whether Edom Zomim was a din of Nezek, or just a Chiddush HaTorah. So you can connect it, and the languages he uses seem to indicate lahaziko, it can be that way. But again, it's not muchach to say that. You could still have a scenario whereby nizikin, you're thinking nizikin is about hefsid, it's about destruction. You can, just like I said, gezela could be a maisa gezela, even though there's also, you could still say nizikin is also about the terrible maisa I did, even though there's also a destruction that took place as well. So it's not muchach to say, just because you think it's nizikin doesn't necessarily mean it's about the hefsed. But it could be. It's most likely correct. I'm just pointing out it's not 100%. But a great point. Okay. So now with this, I want to finish with the last few minutes we have. I want to finish with this last ha'ara that the Aruch HaNer makes and bring his raya. The Aruch HaNer says that, again, he's trying to prove his point. How do I know if you're mafsid someone Midir Banan, it's the same type of hefsid. So he brings a raya from the Gemara in Sukkah, Daf Chav Gimel. Shinir Gam came b'kiyah gavna de Sukkah she'osir l'alos lo Midir Banan, min haTorah lo nikres ru'u l'shiva. That if you put a Sukkah on a tree, so I can climb the tree. Why? Because Chacham said you can't climb trees lest you break the branch. Midiraisa, I could climb the tree. It's really a kosher Sukkah. But since Midir Banan, they said I can't climb the tree, so therefore, it's possible all at Midiraisa level. Which means, again, a Durabanan psul could create a Duraisa psul. That's the Raya. So too, a Durabanan psul of Ben Chalutza Chalo could create a Duraisa Hefsid as well. Now, what is the difficulty with this Raya from the Aruch HaNer? So, whenever you see something quoted, you should always look it up. So the Gemara in Sukkah, sure. Who looked it up here? All right, very good. Did you find anything interesting?
Rashi.
What did Rashi say was interesting?
But the whole thing that because the rabbis made it usher, it comes like it's clear usher even on the first day.
And does that help us out with anything?
Tells us the.
So that's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says here. Rameir,
he
was machlokes Rameir Chachamim.
He would hold that it's fine.
He would hold it's fine,
yeah,
right?
And that doesn't make sense.
What do you mean?
Because if he's bringing this proof, or Rameir held that
yeah.
It's fine, it's not a good proof.
In other words,
he seemingly misquotes.
Yeah, Aruch HaNer is quoting the position we don't paskin like.
Yeah, the
Gemara says, our Mishnah tells us how Osa Sukasa Barosha Agala, O Barosha Svina, Kshera, for Olin Bayamtif, Barosha Elon, O Agabi. Gamal Kshera, it's still a Kashazuka, just don't go on in a Yandif. And they ask the Gemara, money, Masisa money, who authored a Misha? Rabbi Meir. And the Gemara quotes his Brisa with his Machlokis, that Ha'osisu Kasa Gabi Behema, Rabbi Meir's Machshir, Rabbi Huda's Posel. What's the reason Rabbi Huda says it's Posel? It says, Amarkra, Chaga Sukkah Ostasa Lachashiv as Yamim, make a Sukkah for 7 days. Sukkah Haru'uyil the Shiva Shma Sukkah. If it's fit for all 7 days, including Shabbos and Yamdif, that's a good sukkah. She'ena rule shiva lo shma sukkah. If it's not fit for 7 days, and this isn't fit because you can't go on an animal, midir banan. But that's only Rabbi Huda. Rabbi Meir says, Hanami midaraisa michse chazya. On a deraisa level, this actually is chazya. It is fit to go on the animal going in the tree. Rabbanan the gazabe, the Rabbanan made a gzera. But we actually say it's fine. Because midaraisa, it's right for Shiva days. And the Rambam Paskin's like Rabbi Meir. That's kosher. So this actually is a rejection to Archaner. He's trying to prove that a psul midaraisa, psul midarabanan, makes a psul deraisa. And look at the Gemara and took a daf chav gimel. But you come and look here, it doesn't say that. That's shittas of Yehuda. Rabbi Meir says, afal pikein, even though it's psul midarabanan, but it's still acceptable on a deraisa level. So it's a strange ride that the Archaner brings. So perhaps just to defend the Archaner, and by the way, the Shaar Melech, which you saw, those who had a chance to see it, the Shaar Melech says this machlokus between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda is totally on this very idea, whether psul midrabanan creates a psul midraisa. That's what they're arguing about in this Mishnah. And so how does the Archaner bring a raya from Rabbi Yehuda if we don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda? So I think maybe b'derech efsher, the way we could explain and defend the Archaner is based on what the Chacham Tzvi said. And that his raya wasn't from how we paskin. But the raya was from the concept. The concept that exists. You could see that a psul midrabanan can affect a psul midraisa. Yes, Rabbi Meir thinks by sukkah it's actually kosher. But in other instances, he would agree that a psul midrabanan can create a psul midraisa. So what's the distinction? Why would sukkah be different than another one? If we say a psul midrabanan by sukkah doesn't make a psul midraisa, why would you say a psul by edus would make a psul on a deraisa level? And that we have, I don't have in front of me, so I have in my computer here, the Chacham Tzvi, his distinction, which I think we could apply then perhaps to the Archaner. And the Chacham Tzvi writes that although Rabbi Meir allowed one to go, or at least allowed the sukkah to be kosher when it came to it being built in a tree on an animal, as opposed to edus of someone like Masachi Bekuvia, where that psul midrabanan can have a psul deraisa. Because my understanding of Chacham Tzvi is that one iser midrabanan is the iser in the chefza of the mitzvah, a psul in the chefza, and the other one is a external psul. In other words, if I build a sukkah on a tree, the iser is to climb the tree. It's not an iser in the sukkah itself. It's how to get to the sukkah, how to climb to the sukkah. But the sukkah itself isn't, it's not an iser on the sukkah, no psul on the sukkah. It's external. And that's where Rabbi Meir said it doesn't disqualify the sukkah on a deraisa level. But when Chacham say Masachah B'kubya, that the person, the gavra himself, we'll call him a cheps in this case, this individual, he's a gambler and he's pasul. So when the psul and the iser midrabanan is on the object itself, the chefs or the gavra itself, the item we're talking about, then the psul midrabanan can translate to a psul deraisa. So when the Chachamim created an iser or psul of chalal ba ben chalutza, that psul midrabanan was on the person, as opposed to sukkah, the psul or the iser gzer was to get to the sukkah. It wasn't on the sukkah. It was to get to it. It was separate from it. And for that reason, although the Aruch HaNer is bringing a raya from the case of sukkah, it's just from the concept where we see such a discussion. This might be the most explicit discussion we have in the Gemara, that psul midrabanan can translate psul midraisa. Now, even though Lamaisa doesn't work out for him, because we don't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, paskin like Rabbi Meir, but at least open the window up that there can be other cases where the psul is not external to the chefza, but perhaps it's on the chefza itself. Yeah.
Doesn't the Shaar Melech
also
give an answer?
Yeah.
Shaar Melech. Because we go also the kolam there and there. The kolam we usually hold like Rabbi Yehuda, so in this case we hold like Rabbi Yehuda. Does he say that?
In this case.
Yeah, the halacha itself is an exception to the rule because usually we go like Rabbi Yehuda or Rabbi Meir. But in this, so therefore, the halacha is a little off. The halacha is a.
In sukkah.
Yeah.
And then elsewhere. Right. No, but
we hold like Rabbi Yehuda, so in this case we'll hold like Rabbi Yehuda, the sukkah is possible to raise in this case.
No, in this case, psul is not possible deraisa.
Because it's derabanan, you can't use it deraisa. Didn't he say that?
No, I don't think so. I'll have to look it up. I have to look it inside myself.
In this case, you're going to say a psul derabanan goes on as a psul deraisa here. We would hold like Rabbi Yehuda
for Ben Chalutza, not for.
But I'm saying Rabbi Yehuda doesn't weigh in by Ben Chalutza.
Exactly.
No, apply,
but
apply that.
When we apply it elsewhere, apply it to
Rabbi Yehuda. It could be. Okay, I have to look inside the Shai Melech then better.
That's what we read.
Okay.
So we're saying like this, why would the Aruch Lener bring like this roundabout example by Sukkah? Why doesn't he just give the example of, hey, there's a Masachet B'Kuvia who has Ipsol Darbanon, but even if he gives Eidus, it's Puzzle Darais, so we don't even use it.
Yeah, it's a great question. Why didn't he use that as an example? I'm not sure. Great question. Yeah. Okay, look at that, Shai Melech. Very good. Any other questions? Okay, let's quickly recap what we did today, and then we'll call it a day. So we have, we started talking about this Machlokas, whether or not Ben Chalutza should be in the Mishnah or not be in the Mishnah. In other words, whether or not Edom Zomim should get Malkus Medaraisa based on testifying against the Ben Chalutza, that's a Chalam Medirbanan or not. And we said that according to Shmuel, that the Machlokas is about Lo Sasser. Whether or not we say Lo Sasser includes all the Rabbanans and Gzeiras, and therefore the Psul Medirbanan will translate to Psul Deraisa like Rambam, and the Rambam is Lishitaso, or like the Ramban that says, no, Lo Sasser is restricted only to when the Gzeiras and Drushas, not Gzeiras, Drushas, from the Torah, that's called Lo Sasser, when they expand from the Torah itself. But a whole new Gzeira, a whole new Takana, a whole new Minog, that's not B'chlal Lo Sasser, and therefore the Psul, Chalam Adirban, would not translate to Psul Adirban, Adiraisa, which is Shita's Ramban. Then we brought the Aruch Lener that said that he had a different angle, that while the Kvegar is focusing on the Isser, the Psul being a Isser, and the Maisa Edus, the Aruch Lener is saying it's about the Psul, the Hefsed, that one causes. And then he said, I brought this Gemara in Sukkah, about a psul on Sukkah. We said that he's bringing a raya from somebody paskin that's actually kosher. A psul midirbanim is not a pasul Sukkah, but we explained that there's a distinction between a Sukkah case and by Edis, where the psul is on the cheps itself versus external to the mitzvah itself. Okay, have a wonderful day. I think we're together again 5:30. I think I'm getting